On today's episode, we will be talking about how EMU is preparing its students for tax season with a free tax preparation seminar, the Women of Color Feminism and Leadership Symposium, and EMU celebrates the third annual Advocacy and Activism Day. I am your host, Liz Horniak, and this is the Eastern Echo Podcast. In campus news, 33 students and two faculty members were instructed by the CDC to self-quarantine for 14 days upon their return from a study abroad trip. The students and faculty went to Italy on February 21st and returned March 1st. Prior to February 21st, there were only 3 confirmed cases of the coronavirus in Italy. By March 1st, there were 1,694 cases and 34 deaths. As of March 6th, there are 4,636 confirmed cases of the coronavirus in Italy. The university has since suspended all travels to China, South Korea, and Iran. EMU has signed a 30-year contract with Civil Media Group for 4 electronic billboards that will be placed on campus property. The signs are estimated to generate about $2.5 million for the university. Civic Media Group will not be allowed to show any adult content, tobacco products, or political, ideological, or religious messages. Full-length articles covering both of these stories are available on our website. Here are some upcoming events this week. On Tuesday, the third Women of Color Feminism and Leadership Symposium will be in the Student Center Ballroom from 12 to 5 p.m. The symposium allows women to share their stories through dance, poetry, and creative presentations. For more information, visit the link on our website. This event is free, open to the public, and is LBC approved. Later that evening, join EMU faculty, staff, and students and alumni as they celebrate True EMU Night at the Detroit Red Wings game at Little Caesars Arena. Tickets for this event cost $39 and can be purchased online. The game begins at 7:20 p.m. Visit the link on our website for more information, but this event is not LBC approved. On Wednesday, EMU is hosting its third annual Advocacy and Activism Day in McKinney Hall from 10 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. This event costs $30 and includes lunch, a light breakfast, afternoon snacks, and parking. You can purchase your tickets via the link on our website. This event is not LBC approved for students. On Wednesday from 3 to 7 p.m., the Office of Wellness and Community Responsibility is teaming up with United Way for a free tax preparation workshop. This event is open to the public and will be in room 111 of Halley Library. The link to purchase tickets is on our website. You can also find a page for the event on Facebook. From 4 to 5 p.m., join career coach Brad Minton at the Stand Out from the Crowd Career Fair Success Seminar in room 200 of McKinney Hall. Students will learn how to create strong resumes, communicate with employers, and prepare for a career fair. Log on to Handshake for more details on the seminar. This event is free and LBC approved, but is exclusively for students. On Thursday, the Campus Wellness Center ribbon cutting ceremony will be taking place at 4 p.m. The facility will host CAPS and the Community Behavioral Health Clinic. This event is free, but is not LBC approved. Also on Thursday, we have the celebration of Black women in the Student Center Ballroom from 7 to 9 p.m. This semi-formal event is hosted by the NAACP and aims to recognize strong Black women on campus. This event is free, but not LBC approved. On Friday, there will be a free screening of Frozen 2 in the Student Center Auditorium from 7 to 9 p.m. On Saturday, the community health event will take place from 11:30 a.m. to 2 p.m. at the North Detroit Islamic Center. This event aims to educate the Ann Arbor and Ypsilanti communities about oral health, physical activity, and nutrition. The North Detroit Islamic Center is located at 12605 McDougall Street, Detroit, Michigan 48212. This event is free but not LBC approved. Also on Saturday, the International Student Association will host their 21st annual Colors in Harmony Fashion and Talent Show. This will take place in the Student Center Auditorium from 6 to 9 p.m. This event showcases what different cultures have to offer through fashion, song, and dance. Tickets cost $5 and can be purchased in room 244 of the Student Center, or you can call 734-487-3116. This event is open to the public and is LBC approved. The same evening from 6:30 to 10 p.m., Capamilia Club and EMU's Filipino Cultural Student Org is hosting its Philippine Culture Night at the Honors College. This event will feature live music, guest speakers, traditional dance performances, and Filipino food. Tickets cost $5. All of the proceeds will go towards the Kappa Bee Sing Relief Program, which aids Filipino communities that have been affected by natural disasters. Tickets can be purchased at the event with cash, Venmo, or PayPal. This event is open to the public and LBC approved. Are you a fan of the TV show The Office? If so, then you don't want to miss The Office Trivia Night at the Ann Arbor Brewing Company Microbrewery at 6 p.m. This event costs $25 to enter with a team of five. The Ann Arbor Brewing Company Microbrewery is located at 720 Norrell Street, Ypsilanti, Michigan, 48198. See the link on our website for more information. In sports news, the baseball team lost both of their games on Saturday in their doubleheader against Cincinnati. The team will travel this weekend to face Kansas State. The men's basketball team lost to the University of Toledo 79-59 to end their regular season play. The team begins postseason play today as the Eagles enter the MAC tournament as the number 11 seed. The team will travel to the number 6 seed, Kent State University, for a first-round matchup. The women's basketball team also lost their final regular season game on Saturday 76-69 against Central Michigan University. The team will also begin their postseason play as the number 7 seed in the MAC tournament. The team will face the number 10 seed, Northern Illinois, at the Convocation Center today at 7 p.m. Tickets are $5 and are free to EMU students with their student ID. Best of luck to both our men's and women's basketball teams as they enter the MAC tournament. Go Eagles! As always, thanks for listening, and we'll see you back here next Monday. This is Liz Horniak signing off.
The Eastern Echo Podcast is directed by Ronia Isabel Kabun-Sugg and produced by Lauren Smith. This episode was written by Jasmine Boyd.
This was an Eastern Echo Podcast.